produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
This program is brought to you by River of Heaven Radio Network USA World, produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-929-477-2324. Again, that's 1-929-477-2324.
While the clouds roll back and the stars fill the night, that's when I'm gonna stand up.
Thank you for tuning in to the Anchor Groovy. My name is Crystal Swass. I am a master practitioner in neurolinguistics programming, master life and success coach, the author of The Truth About Lemonade, and your host, teaching you how to break through bondage in truth and how to be anchored in purpose, promise, and prosperity. On my last episode, I discussed the importance of packing and unpacking when we're moving. I had talked about how when I move from place to place or home to home, I find that when I pack, the more I pack, the more I have to pack. And oftentimes we're carrying things around with us that seem sentimental. But what God is telling us is that those things that we're carrying around when He tells us to move is actually weighing us down, right? And it's eliminating the space that we need in order to receive the blessings that God has for us. You can't receive blessings when your hands are full of things that He's already asked you to let go of. But in this episode, I want to talk about the importance of being still. This is a really hard subject and topic for me to even wrap my head around until just recently. So just recently, I was diagnosed with COVID. And as you know, with COVID, you have to self-quarantine. This couldn't have happened at a worse time for me. It happened at the beginning of the month. Actually, at the end of the month, when all of the bills are due, and my whole world basically stopped because I had become so sick, and I couldn't leave the house. I had to self-quarantine. And so, as the days progressed of me becoming sick with COVID, God kept reminding me the importance of rest and staying still. Now, being the go-getter that I am, I didn't really like that idea. I didn't like the idea that I was so exhausted, physically exhausted from being sick, that all I was doing was sleeping. I think one of the things that God really showed me in the moment is that I didn't know how to just be still. I didn't know how to rest in Him, right? And I think that a lot of us struggle with being still. It says in Psalms 46:10, to be still and know that I am God. But what does that actually mean? It's really interesting because I have things throughout my home that remind me of this verse. And when you're sitting still, it's pretty amazing the things that you notice when you're sitting on the couch for days. And I happen to notice a plaque that I have on my entertainment center that says, be still. When I was sitting in my quiet time, the Lord reminded me to look through my journal from last year. last year was 2020. And in this moment in time, in, you know, the middle of the summer, we are halfway through the year. We are all learning how to do life very differently. And one of the things that he reminded me was to be still. But God actually broke down the words for me in that moment. And he was reminding me while I was sick on the couch to go and look at what I had written down. Because I kept saying to the Lord, what do you want from me? How do I, I don't know how not to be still. I'm immovable. I'm sick. I can't do anything, Lord. Now, meanwhile, everything that was happening around me was very stressful because as humans, our pride, our self-preservation mode, fight or flight, or that survival mode that we often live in, kind of kicked in because there were certain things that I had to put on hold that, you know, work and clients and things like that, because I was immovable. God had made me still. One of the things that I had asked the Lord in my quiet time was, why did you allow this to happen? Why did you allow me to get sick? Now, if you read the word and you know who God is and you know who the enemy is, you know that the enemy cannot attack you without God's permission. In the story of Job, the enemy actually speaks to God and asks God permission to attack Job in certain ways to test Job's loyalty to God. He wanted to prove to God that Job would not be loyal to God after all of the things that he had on this earth were taken from him. And if you know the story of Job, Job says, though he slay me, I will still hope in him. And God ended up restoring all of the things that were taken from Job, right? So God had reminded me of the story of Job. When I cried, I was laying on my couch and I was crying because I didn't feel well. I felt like the world was moving around me and I was forced to stand still, to sit there. My bills needed to get paid, work needed to be done, kids had to be, you know, taken care of and figured out, and I couldn't do anything. Why are you allowing this to happen to me, Lord? I think one of the greatest things that we can do when we're in a storm, when we're having these things happen to us, is not ask God, why is this happening to me? I think a better question and a change in our perception and a change in how we think is, what can I learn from this trial, God? Perception is everything. How we view a situation is going to change the outcome. Not only is it going to change the outcome, but it's going to teach us what we need to learn in that moment. And I've realized that the trials that we go through, the hard times that we go through, we may not understand what's happening right now in the moment, but when we can pull ourselves emotionally out of it and ask God, what are you trying to teach me in this moment? We can later look back on what we learned within that storm. So I had asked God, why are you allowing this to happen to me? And the Lord told me that he wanted to teach me how to rest in him. And it's really crazy. It's really interesting because I've met a few people that have said that the Lord doesn't speak to his people anymore, unless you're in the word of God. You do need to be in the word to hear God speak. But God never stopped speaking to his people. His people stopped listening. When you ask God to give you eyes to see and ears to hear him and a heart to understand or receive what he is saying, he will speak to you in so many ways. And because I'm open to hearing the voice, the gentle whisper of the Holy Spirit, the Lord used people to continue to remind me to rest. I would have people text me, how are you feeling? Make sure to rest. I would have people call me, stop moving around. You move too much. Just rest. And it was so incredibly hard for me, and I didn't understand why. And then the Lord told me, Crystal, be still. Be still. And I thought, I am. And the Lord said, go to your journal, open your journal. The Holy Spirit led me to my journal from this time last year. And he showed me how he broke down the scripture, Psalm 46:10, be still and know that I am God. The word be is defined as exist. And the word still means not moving or making a sound, a deep silence and calm, a stillness. Be still. Exist without moving or making a sound. Stay in deep silence and stillness and be calm, right? To know something is to be aware through observation, inquiry, or information, right? So to know something is to be aware. Be still, exist without moving or making a sound, and be aware of what's going on around you. Observe, right? Be still and know that I am God. How do you know? You have to develop a relationship with somebody and spend time with them to know who they are. When we get into relationships, I think that this is something that we don't connect with having a relationship with Jesus. Religion has really, I think, tainted the what it means to have a relationship with Jesus, right? It's become really legalistic. But when we get into a relationship with anybody, whether it's a significant other, our spouse, a brother, a sister, a friend, right? To build that relationship and know who they are, we spend time with them. When you're dating somebody, you want to spend your time with them. You want to get to know who they are. You ask an abundance of questions. You pay attention. You study them. You study their moves, the things that make them happy, the things that make them angry. You do things with them to know the things that they love and the things that they hate. You pay attention to the food that they like and the songs that they sing, right? And this is how you get to know somebody. You take the time, you spend time with them. That's how you develop a relationship. So to be still and know that I am God really means to spend time with the Lord in stillness, in silence, in observation, right? And so this is what I was learning. I mean, I do this every day, but when you are forced to stop and be still, you're really forced in a way, by the hand of love is how I view it, right? God stopped me in my tracks so that I would be still without moving and spend time with him, right? How often are we doing that? How often are you understanding how to rest in the Lord? So there was a day, probably about 10 days after I was diagnosed with COVID, and I started really feeling better. And the Lord was still telling me to be still. And there was a moment where I was standing in my bedroom, literally standing still, not moving. And the Lord said, I said to the Lord, okay, I'll stand here, right? And the Lord said to me, stand still. Stand still. Stand on my promises that I've made to you, child. Stand firm in them. So it says in Exodus 14, verse 13 through 14, this is Moses speaking. Moses answered the people, do not be afraid. Stand firm, and you will see the deliverance the Lord will bring to you today. The Egyptians you see today, you will never see again. The Lord will fight for you. You only need to be still. It's in our pride that we want to fight our own fight, right? Maybe that comes from having to fight for yourself your whole life, right? The only person that you could depend on was you. And so your trust in the Lord is shaken. I often say that people view God the way that they view their Holy Father here on earth. If you're, and this may or may not be true for you, but if you're father on earth lacked the need to protect you or provide for you or has broken your trust, it's going to play a role in how you trust your heavenly father. But it says right here in Exodus 14:14, the Lord will fight for you. You only need to be still. When a sickness comes over you and your health is shaken, there is absolutely nothing that you can do in your power sometimes. I mean, we can get a cold and we can take some medicine and start feeling better, right? But the truth is, you have no control over your life. You may feel like you have control. You may think you have control, but God is ultimately in control of our lives. He controls the beating of our heart. He controls the blood through our veins, right? And so when the Bible says that the Lord will fight for you, you only need to be still. That means stand firm on this promise without moving, right? Without making a sound. In deep silence, stillness, be calm, be at peace, knowing that the Lord will fight for you. To stand still equates to remaining in place. And this is what was happening in my life in this time when I was sick. I couldn't leave my home. I was in quarantine. I had to stand still. I had to stand firm, knowing that the Lord was fighting for me. There were a lot of things that were happening around me that were completely out of my control. My health being one of them, my finances being another. I can't control when the bills are due and how I'm bringing money in when I have to stand still. There were things that were going on that I wanted to control so badly, but the only thing that I could do was hold on to God and have faith in the things that I could not see. And it says in Hebrews 1:11 that faith is the hope in the things that we cannot see, right? I couldn't see what was going on in my body. I just knew that I didn't feel well and I could not move. I was so exhausted. There was battles, and our battle is not with flesh and blood. It's in the spiritual realm. And so there are battles going on in the spiritual realm that I couldn't even fight on my own. I was so sick and so exhausted. I couldn't even pray for myself, but the Lord fought for me. And it says in 2 Chronicles 20:17, you will not have to fight this battle. Take up your positions, stand firm, and see the deliverance the Lord will give you, Judah and Jerusalem. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. Go out and face them tomorrow, and the Lord will be with you. Now, I know that there are some things that you're going through right now in your life that feel like a battle, and you just want to fight the battle on your own, right? Because you're so used to fighting on your own. And one of the things that I've learned in this season is to rest in the promises of God. God is our heavenly Father, and He loves us so much, and He is a man of His word. He cannot lie. He is holy. So when He says that He will fight the battle for you, you just have to have faith in the unseen and know His plans are better than our plans. His plans are greater. His thoughts are greater. He sits outside of time. He is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. He sees what we cannot see. He's already walked this path for us that we are walking. So if you know that He is already at the end and He has already found a solution for your problem long before you ever had a problem, then what is causing you to want to find that solution on your own? Is it your pride? Humble yourself before the Lord, and He will raise you up in His right hand. He will take care of you. You will not have to fight this battle. You are exhausted because you are trying to control the things that are out of your control. You are trying to control an outcome that is not in God's will. Let God fight the battle for you. Take up your position. He's telling you to stand in place, stand still in His presence. In the eye of the storm, there might be a hurricane raging around you, but stand firm on his promise and see the deliverance the Lord will give you. This doesn't say the deliverance you give yourself. It says the deliverance. He will deliver you out of this battle. He will fight for you. But all you need to do is remain still. This is probably one of the hardest things, tests that I have had. Because in order to remain still, you have to be very patient. And patience is a fruit of the Spirit. And in order to love others and be in relationship with others, it says that we need to be patient. 1 Corinthians 13:4 says, love is patient. Well, what is going to cultivate patience? Standing still. How many times have you sat in traffic, not moving? It's completely out of your control. You can either scream and honk your horn and freak out, which isn't going to help the situation. It's only going to elevate your blood pressure and your frustration. Or you can remain in place, exist without moving in a deep silence and stillness and be calm, right? Because the Lord is moving on your behalf. So when you find yourself being forced to stop, when you find yourself in a situation that's testing your patience, it's cultivating that fruit of the Spirit, right? In order to cultivate anything, there needs to be tilling of the land. And so what God is doing is he wants to cultivate that fruit in you. One of the fruits of the Spirit is patience. When you have patience, all of the other fruits of the Spirit will follow suit. You will have peace, joy, gentleness. You will be able to endure the trials that come your way, the long suffering that comes as a fruit of the Spirit, right? But in order to have that patience, you need to learn to be still. And in your stillness, rather than saying, why me? Ask God, what is it that I need to learn in the stillness? Lord, search my heart. Give me eyes to see you in this moment. Give me ears to hear you. Because if God is calling you to be still and to know that he is God, not only is he cultivating your patience, he wants to build your faith in him so that you stand firm on his promises and the rock of who Jesus is. Thank you for tuning in to today's episode. If you haven't given your life to Christ or you're looking to find that peace, feel free to find me on Facebook at Crystal Swass or on Instagram at Crystal Swass. If you're wanting more information about my coaching programs or how to break through to your breakthrough, you can find me at www.crystalswass.com. A special thank you to River of Heaven Radio Network for allowing us to have this show to speak truth to the nations and help you remember that you were created with purpose, on purpose, and for purpose.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.